A reading from Isaiah chapter 49, verses 1 to 6. Hear me, coastlands, listen, distant peoples. Before birth the Lord called me, from my mother's womb he gave me my name. He made my mouth like a sharp-edged sword, concealed me, shielded by his hand. He made me a sharpened arrow, in his quiver he hid me. He said to me, "You are my servant, in you, Israel, I show my glory." Though I thought I had toiled in vain, for nothing and for naught spent my strength, yet my right is with the Lord, my recompense is with my God. For now the Lord has spoken, who formed me as his servant from the womb, that Jacob may be brought back to him, and Israel gathered to him. I am honored in the sight of the Lord, and my God is now my strength. It is too little, he says, for you to be my servant, to raise up the tribes of Jacob and restore the survivors of Israel. I will make you a light to the nations, that my salvation may reach to the ends of the earth. And a reading from John chapter 13, verses 21 to 33 and 36 to 38. When he had said this, Jesus was deeply troubled and testified, "Amen, amen. I say to you, one of you will betray me." The disciples looked at one another, at a loss as to whom he meant. One of his disciples, the one whom Jesus loved, was reclining at Jesus' side. So Simon Peter nodded to him to find out whom he meant. He leaned back against Jesus' chest and said to him, "Master, who is it?" Jesus answered, "It is the one to whom I hand the morsel after I have dipped it." So he dipped the morsel and took it and handed it to Judas, son of Simon the Iscariot. After he took the morsel, Satan entered him. So Jesus said to him, "What are you going to do? Do quickly." Now none of those reclining at the table realized why he had said this to him. Some thought that since Judas kept the money bag, Jesus had told him, "Buy what we need for the feast, or give something to the poor." So he took the morsel and left at once, and it was night. When he had left, Jesus said, "Now is the Son of Man glorified, and God is glorified in him. If God is glorified in him, God will also glorify him in himself, and he will glorify him at once. My children, I will be with you only a little while longer. You will look for me, and as I told the Jews, where I go, you cannot come. So now I say it to you." Simon Peter said to him, "Master, where are you going?" Jesus answered him, "Where I am going, you cannot follow me now, though you will follow later." Peter said to him, "Master, why can't I follow you now? I will lay down my life for you." Jesus answered, "Will you lay down your life for me? Amen, amen, I say to you, the cock will not crow before you deny me three times." The pain of betrayal. We continue on two powerful tracks. The second of the servant songs and the unfolding of the events leading up to Jesus' death in the gospel. There is a poignant passage in the servant song that illustrates and prepares us for two betrayals that are about to happen. "I thought I had toiled in vain and uselessly. I have exhausted myself for nothing." Isaiah 49 verse 4. Surely that is the human feeling after someone we love turns against us. On some level, we all feel we have made some kind of contract with life. When life does not come through as we had hoped, and we feel a searing pain called betrayal. It happens to all of us in different ways. It is a belly punch that leaves us with a sense of futility and emptiness. And here it happens to Jesus from two of his own inner circle, both Judas and Peter. The more love and hope you have invested in another person, the deeper the pain of betrayal is. If it happens at a deep and personal level, we wonder if he will ever trust again. Your heart does break. It is one of those crossroad moments when the breaking can forever close you down, or in time just the opposite, open you up to an enlargement of soul, as we will see in Jesus this week. What is happening is that they are withdrawing a human dependency, finding grace to forgive and let go, and relocating our little self in the self, God, which never betrays us. It can't. It might take years for most of us to work through this. For Jesus, it seems to have been natural, although who knows how long it took him to get there. All we see in the text is that there are no words of bitterness at all, only a calm, unblaming description in the midst of the night which is almost upon us. And again from today's reading in John, I tell you solemnly, one of you will betray me. Be quick about what you are about to do, Judas. And it was night. You will lay down your life for me, Peter? I tell you truly, the cock will not crow before you will have disowned me three times. And our starter prayer for this day. Solitarily, Jesus, you get more alone as the week goes on, till all you have is a naked but enduring hope in God. Do not bring me to such a test. I would not know how to survive. So may the peace of the Lord Christ go with you, wherever he may send you. May he guide you through the wilderness, protect you through the storm. May he bring you home rejoicing at the wonders he has shown you. May he bring you home rejoicing once again into our doors.